সুখস্বামী রাধা মুকুন্দ পদ সম্ভব বিন্দু নির্মাণোপ করণীকৃত দৃহ লক্ষণ উত্তুঙ্গ সৌহৃদ বিশেষ বসাৎ প্রবল ভাব দেবী গুণেশ্বর লীতাং লীতাং নমাম। নেচার হচ্ছে রাধা মুকুন্দ পদ সম্ভব কর্মবিন্দু, ইফ এ ড্রপ অফ সোয়েট ইজ ফাউন্ড ইন দি হোলি ফিট অফ রাধা রানী অ্যান্ড দ্য গোবিন্দ, শি কান্ট টলারেট দ্যাট। অ্যান্ড উইথ দি আর্নেস্টনেস a million times intensity, he comes to remove that drop of sweat at the feet of Radha Govinda. That has been shown to be the direction where and in what intense degree of service and love she is living, her abode, is located where? This is the domain of love, and according to the intensity, the gradation is there, and her quarter located in such a place. Rupa Goswami gives a glimpse of that, that so earnest, so eager in his rendering service to the divine dwell, that a slight necessity makes her million times expansion, expanded to do the service, to attain this service, small service, and so much eagerness. For a small service, such a magnitude of eagerness, that is Ladita Devi. Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Karma Bindu নির্মাণোপকরণীকৃত দেহ লক্ষণ উত্তুঙ্গ সৌহৃদ বিশেষ বসা প্রবল ভাং। শি ইজ লিটল অ্যাগ্রেসিভ ইন আর নেচার, বাট দ্যাট ইজ ডিউ টু হার টু মাচ ইন্টেন্সিটি অফ লাভ টুয়ার্ডস দেম, লিটল ফরওয়ার্ড মোর ফরওয়ার্ড, as if she is less modest, little haughty, it may seem. But what is the reason? She can't tolerate any drawback or any mistake in rendering the service. So sometimes her humility seems to be crossed, but that is due to the infinite intensity of the love towards them. Bhagavan Devim Gunaishudritam. But Rupa Goswami say Gunaishudritam, we do not see the roughness, but that seems to us very mild and soft. Her little haughtiness seems to be to us softness, so humility. Such is his internal wealth. Validanuman, let us show our obeisance to her. Today is her birthday, we are told from the scriptures. Yang kamapi bhaja bane. He has a when she is roaming about the streets of Vrindavan, so many are coming with petition in hand. Please enlist my name in the service of your group. I want to have admission. Some admission in your group. Not only that, he is taking immediately and also conversing. Wherever she goes, conversing. Come, join our group to do service to my Lord and Lady. So, everywhere he is also requested, and she is also requested, and she is also requesting for the service of the divine prayer. That is the nature of Lalita Devi. More, we are told about her that she is little, more inclined towards Radharani than Krishna. Radharani, she sometimes cannot represent her side out of her humility, but before that, Lalita Devi, she goes ahead to get the superior understanding for the Radharani's party, Ramakrishna. Of course, that is the very deeper layer, deeper plane of the divine love affairs between Radha Krishna. That is too high for us. Still, we are told like that. Ujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhangi, our direction from Guru Maharaj. Don't tackle all those fine things of the domain of love. Rapidly stand on a respectable distance and try to view them with greatest, with utmost respectful reverence. Very fine, very subtle, very soft, and susceptible is the plane of the divine love of such high degree. So, full seduction has angels fear to tread, keep always in your mind. Otherwise, in the name of real love, you will acquire something else. Guru-jana siripuna sohapaya satakuna. The very key to have entrance into that plane, to try to see, to look at them on the head of one's Guru Maharaj. Then it will see that thing very brightly. It is on the head of my Gurudev. This is the secret has been given to us by Bhakti Vinod. Try to see that at the head, over the head of your Guru Maharaj, then it will shine very brightly to you. Guru Jana Siri Puna Sobhavaya Satana. Don't be very aggressive in nature. There In that speech he will be looked at. Puja Lord Agapata Gaurava Bhakti. Lalita Devi. Very beloved of both of them, the divine couple, but she a little more tending towards Radha Rama. Radha Rama. Radha Lakshya. And our line of devotion goes through that. Different lines to approach Krishna. Even in Madhurasa also different. But through Radha Rama, if we want to go, to Krishna, we approach Krishna in the side of the service of Radha Rani, then our leader, desired leader, we shall try to have Sri Lalita Devi. And then next position, Rupa Goswami. From Rupa through Lalita, towards Radha Rani. That should be our that way that has been demarked for us by our Vaidisha. And we must consider it very soberly and sincerely, and we shall try to learn how we should treat with them, they are all our guru or guide. They are all our guide. We have, if we have aspiration for a drop of that divine nectar of that intensity, then we have to follow such course in our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Then, any question? Gaur Hare Gaur. Hare Dham Yama.
What is Vishakha Devi's position in our line of...
The Vishakha Devi, little in kind. She is impartial, mostly sober, more, and sometimes a little inclined towards Krishna. That is her position. And she is very expert in playing music with a musical instrument and also singing all these things, Vishakha Devi.
Rupa Goswami, Lalita Devi, Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami,
Lalita Devi? Rupa Goswami, Lalita Devi? Manjari, Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi.
Mahaprabhu Lila to Sharup Damodar Prabhu.
Lalita Devi, Sharup Damodar. Lalita Devi Ravatar, Sarup Damodar.
Tanya Maharaj, why didn't Rupa Goswami take initiation from Sarup Damodar Prabhu?
Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar Prabhu to connect with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami. Rupa Prabhu, Rupa Manjari has got direct connection also with Radha Govinda. In particular service, we are told when Radha Govinda alone, the Sakis may not have entrance there, but they are grown up age. Capacity. But Rupa Goswami and the Manjari, they are of a less age, so they have got pre-entrance in that position. That time they get the chance of direct service. So, and the leader of the Manjari class is Rupa Manjari. So Mahaprabhu, Raghumarko, he direct made connection with Sri Rupa and also asked Sarupa to be connected with him. Whatever you know, you please favorably distribute it to Sri Rupa. That was his request. So in Guru Parampara also we find Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayana Rupanu Bhajanero Jivan Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana.
Maharaj, the other day I was just wondering, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami had a brother, Anupam, and Anupam was a Ram Bhakta. So, what is their relationship, like in the spiritual sky, what is the relationship between Anupam and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? They are in Mahaprabhu's Leela, and he is in Ajodhya Leela, Ramchandra Leela. So, do they have the same brother relationship?
That's external relationship of brotherhood.
I see.
Just as Murari Gupta, he was also amongst the Parshada, paraphernalia of Mahaprabhu. But still, he maintained his natural serving function to Ramachandra. But with some tinge of Gaura Leela, or some influence of Krishna Leela had in Anupam, but mainly his attitude towards Ram worship, Ramchandra means niti, too much addicted or
to
immunity, morality. Special vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti.
Majjada.
That is something, some want in the quality of surrender. Krishna Leela demands maximum surrender, especially in Bhajo Leela, maximum surrender. And Krishna also, the corresponding grace of Krishna comes also in that intensity. So that is Swayam Bhagavan and the paraphernalia also must get that benefit, that they are more wealthy. They also receive the most.
Can we also look at it this way, Maharaj, that from Ram Leela,
Murari Gupta also had some connection with Gaura Lila. And he has described Mahaprabhu's Lila also. But Mahaprabhu graciously showed him that he is Ramchandra, so abhid. But still, he seemed to stick to that Rama Lila of Gauranga, knowing it fully well that Gauranga is not less than Ramchandra. Just as the relative devotees, Jarjai Rasa Ihaya Sarvottam, the Vatsalya Rasa group thinks that I am winner of the highest type. Sakya Rasa group, they will also think that what I get the bliss in my service, and that is the highest. Krishna loves me most. This is a relative position. And that can be applied here also. That though Siddhanta Rastavidipi, Sri Krishna Sarupayu, Rasinut Krishata, Krishna Rupamesa Rasasthiti, though it is not quite different. The same in different pastimes. The particular affinity or yogyata, ability to serve in a particular position, that is the call. And the great hierarchy of adjustment everywhere, there should be some servitors or other, must be. In Advaigan, the harmony, the adjustment with different stages and different natures of servitors. There is the gradation. Gradation. And though that tatastha vichar, the absolute consideration is there, that does not mean that we should, it should encourage us to be particular about the indifferent about the services of the lower order. We should not, we should be careful against hating and undermining the other servants, servitors in their respective position. We should be careful, that will be an offense to my Lord. We must not disregard those that are engaged in the services of different layer. That will hamper our own cause. Rather, our tendency will be opposite. We shall be hankering after the services of the lower nature. Lower nature. That is the nature and the law of that. Radharani, she says, by the grace of Tulsi Devi, I came in contact with Krishna. Though she is in the best eternal contact with Krishna always, but still she says, by Tulsi Devi's grace, I have attained such position. That's what I want. Tanāda viṣṇī kena tarūra kishvaiṣṇā. Avānina mānadena kīrtaniya sadāhari. Mahāprabhu, this primary statement has got a very deep, deeper, deepest value. The pride cannot take us to hold high office, but always our tendency and sympathy will be for lower services, rather than ourselves say, my hankering is always towards the service of the divine feet. I want to serve like a maid servant. But because Krishna wants to enjoy me in another way, only to the border of his earnest desire, I offer myself in any way he likes. But my tendency is to serve his feet. That is our nature, and that is the nature of the whole higher. Whole higher. And that is the beauty. Beauty.
Maharaj, that we must aspire for the lowest service.
Yes.
So does it mean that we should aspire for the Shanto or Daksho?
That is easy jurisdiction. That is from a particular position to come to a jurisdiction. Easier reach. That will be their aspiration confined to. And sometimes, even they say about Vamsi, we are jealous of the position of the flute. So it goes like that sometimes. That is the key to success. Humility. That is saranagati. That is key to success. That will enhance the negative character of life, which can draw Krishna maximum. Always towards tendency to go to lower. Dasyayame rasastu rasastu, chokkhayame namastu. That nature has been expressed in Das Krishna. Dasyayame rasastu, my dear, internal sincere tendency must go to the lower side, I want feet. And that increases the yogyata takichi kabindichi na.
Qualification.
Qualification. That increases qualification. This quality. Gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol. Mahaprabhu sikha is that. Tinada vishuni jena. A long patience, long standing prospect is there. Tanada vishuni chena, tarura vishahishnuna, avanina mahanulena, kirtaniya sadahuri. That attitude will make you, draw for you the greatest benefit. Don't try to go up, but try to go down. And that is the key to success of that domain. Humble of the humble.
Maharaj, we see that Narad Muni is going everywhere. Sometimes he is in Vrindavan, sometimes he is in Vaikuntha, sometimes he is here. What is Narad Muni's original position? What is his relationship with Krishna?
Dhyana Vimukta Bhakti Parama. That has been that his position is located.
Jnana Vimukta.
Jnana Vimukta Bhakti Parama. He has crossed the
Jnana platform.
The utility of knowing that the subjective tendency as a subject we shall make Krishna object of our knowledge, that has been crossed. And devotion, service is the only thing by which we can really come to his connection. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. Jnana Sunna Bhakti, and with some connection with Bhajya Rasa, but from a respectful distance as sadhu.
So is it somewhere between Shanto and Dasya?
Shanto, Dasya, there's different Shanto, Dasya. Shanto, Dasya, and with a tinge of Sukha, Madhura. Vatsalya. He can approach those, but his real position is Santo Dasya. Dasya, somewhat, not compulsory, but free. And having connection with broad jurisdiction, can approach anywhere, everywhere, with some particular purpose.
Difficult to make out. It's so difficult to make out this transcendental relationships of the devotees with Krishna.
Of course, you have infinite character. So you must not forget that we are going to deal with infinite. Adhukshaya, infinite as well as Adhukshaya, master hand, we are in the position of their objective existence, their subject, like super subject, it is our audacity that we go to discuss about them. But only being an instrument in the hand of our guru, our guides, that we venture to do so, to give some glimpse of the upper realm, to attract people of fortunate type. Mm. buddhi krajya matindriyam avang manasa gochara. We must not forget all these things, then everything is gone. Adhushaya. Srimad Bhagavat is very fond of using this expression, adhukshaya. Why? The Bhagavad has come to deal with aprakita rasa, which is very similar to this worldly things. So this warning has been repeatedly used there. Adhukshaya, adhukshaya. Adhakritam indriyayam jnanam jena. Don't mix with your sense experiences. Be very careful, very particular care should you take, that don't mix with these your worldly incidents, warning regarding their always repeated. Adhukshaya, yatu bhakti radhukshaji. Be fully conscious that what you are going to deal with, that is not maya, a fixed thing. Within the four walls, it cannot be limited, never. It is independent nature. It is vague. It can show you in variegatedness. You are seeing in a particular way, don't think he is confined there only. You may take another shape in this way. So be very careful that you are going to do this thing which is independent, absolute. So you can't make you forcibly enter into the keys of your knowledge. Any particular concept you can't catch in. It's independent. And absolutely independent nature and infinite in nature. Still, tamacha khai chetar kohi eko bindu, paravar sunna gavir bhakti rasa sindhu, no limit. Like an ocean of rasa. Only a drop I am trying to introduce to you with a drop. Ragvindu Java Jagadrivai. A little after he said, this one drop is sufficient to cover the whole world, to inundate the whole world. It is a drop of infinite. A part of infinite is also infinite. So it's disrespect, this, the primary stage, this sort of conviction is a plane where we have to stand and then to inquire. This data, the deduction must come out of such data. Hare Krishna. Anuraniyan, Mahatumahiyan. In the primary stage, all these things to be dealt with. Unknown and unknowable. Abhitarkam abhikyam, asuktamiva sarvatha. The scholars have described him like this, and that is not lie, false. But still, a construction on the opposite side is there, whose imitation we find in this side. Vilas, Chidvilas, like Jarabilas, the Chidvilas, the great structure stand on the other side, and it is only approachable through serving attitude, dedicating, sadhana, the positive. The positive the world of service. That is the real plane, Swarup Shakti. And this plane of aggrandizement, of exploitation, that cannot be the all and end all of the existence. Exploit, exploit others and live, that is suicidal in itself. The civilization and the science is increasing the circumference daily of extortion of power from the nature, making loan from the nature, and that must be to be paid to the party. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. The civilization wholesale is a negative one. Negative one. It is on debt. On debt from the nature. And this must be paid back. Every action, reaction, the exploitation. Jivo, jivasya, jivanu. To keep up one body, thousands of bodies are to be sacrificed. Then only one body can stand. This is a filthy conception of life. It is suicidal in itself. There is no civilization, no life. A hateful aspect of the life. That at the cost of other beings, we have to maintain ours. Whatever we shall go to maintain, thousands of lives to be sacrificed for that. A hateful conception of life. Guru Hari Bol, Guru Hari Bol. Guru Hari Bol. And the plane of exploitation, then the plane of renunciation, a negative reactionary plane, and then the positive plane of serving, of dedication. That is really civilized position. Civilized position to serve and live. Serve and live. And in the beginning, the lower part, with consideration, but spontaneous and unconsidered enterprise in the service of love, that consequently holds the highest position in our conception. And that is Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, exhaustively, everyone is exhaustively finishes himself as if in the service of the paraphernalia with Krishna as the king. And that is the most valuable and the most higher form of life. Without any consideration, exhaustively to give one's own whole towards the absolute good, absolute adjusting principle. Yatha tarur mula nisi chaneno taskanda ujubo saka pranu bharati jathindriyanam tasarva sarvahar mochudhijya. To put food in the stomach, that is real health for the body, and not to put food in any part of the body. To pour water into the root of the tree, that is proper service of the whole tree, and not to pour water in the branches and the leaves, ignoring the root. That is empty harmony. Anti-existence, satchitananda, satyam shivam sundaram. The real conception of the truth is such. And to cut off the root of these fundamental principles, if we do not accept the plane of dedication, and dedication spontaneous, and that is real interest of our, of every unit in the organic whole is there. The real fulfillment of every unit, whatever we find and wherever we find it, the fulfillment is in its highest sacrifice, and thereby it thrives also highly. That is the teachings of Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam. Give more and have more. Not only in quantity, but in quality. Must be conscious of the quality. Ahituka. Causeless. Without any calculation of any gain. Give yourself desperately. Be desperate for giving yourself. Giving yourself. And you will be beginner also in that line. Give and have.